Today's the Rashi for the morning. The parasha opens up. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Emor el Hakohanim bnei Aaron v'amarta aleihem lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav. Opens up with the laws of Tumat Kohanim. Rashi comments on the first words Emor el Hakohanim Emor v'amarta. Lazir gdolim al ha'ktanim. He quotes the Gemara in Yevamot Kuf Yud Dalet, saying that we have the word Emor twice over here. Once it says Emor, and the other one it says Amarta. Now, what is it supposed to teach us? So Rashi says, "Lazir agdol malaktanim," which essentially means that, of course, for adult kohanim they can't become tamei, but also adult kohanim should warn children kohanim, minor ktanim, that they also should not become tamei. Now, there's a limit to that; they don't have to prevent the kohen from becoming tamei, but they're not allowed to cause them to become tamei at all. Can't be a part of it. Where does this come from? So the diuk appears to be that normally in the Torah it says daber and then amarta. That's usually the way that it would work. But over here it says amar twice, emor v'amarta. That's how Rashi understands this. I just noticed that the Or HaChaim had a different understanding. He adds on another understanding. He says that the idea over here, the reason why emor and amarta are both used, is that we know that emor is lashon racha as opposed to daber, which is lashon kasha. And over here, since Moshe is speaking directly to the Kohanim, who are a very high-level people, they're a Kedoshim, so you should speak to them in a soft way, because they're going to listen anyways. Shakach, have a great week.